is the withdrawal of senses from the external world. It is an art of controlling your senses, life force and actions in order to withdraw or detach the mind from the external surroundings. 6. Dharana is concentration. It is the art of applying concentration in any given task and doing it with happiness or contentment, without feeling the burden and pain of it. 7. Dhyana is abstract meditation. It involves achieving a state of mind where the yogi's body and mind are detached from the objects and events in their environment, so that he or she is able to ignore any distraction in the surroundings effortlessly and attain mental bliss. And 8. Samadhi is oneness, the state of perfected concentration wherein the yogi finds his true self and becomes one with it. Though it is one of the hardest forms of yoga, the Ashtanga is beneficial not only for physical health, but also for attaining mental clarity and awareness, as well as harmony with self and the world. Instead of focusing plainly on the physical practices of yoga, dare to go beyond and couple it with its spiritual essence to reap further benefits for yourself. Yama and Niyama. Yama in yoga. The Rig Veda and many earlier texts mention and discuss the word yamas. Etymologically, within the context of the Rig Veda, the word yamas means a rein or a curb, or the act of restraining, as done by a charioteer. In the later scriptures, the usage of the word evolved to mean a moral restraint or self-discipline or forbearance. In Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, the first limb or rung of eight-limbed yoga, or Ashtanga yoga, is the yamas. There are 5 yamas that define a set of restraints and abstinences for a yogi to follow in order to lead a virtuous life. These ethical principles must be practiced by the yogi when he or she is in the external world, and also while interacting with people. The purpose behind following these restrictions is in not only to help one in nurturing better relationship with their environment and people, but also in understanding how our relationship with the world and people eventually affects us and our ability to achieve self-realization. The focus of these principles is to help the yogi achieve personal fulfillment, all the while enabling him or her to benefit the society as well. The yamas are used to harness the energy the yogi can otherwise waste in other actions. The energy saved by these restrictions can be directed by the yogi for any better purpose that serves as a means to achieve spiritual awakening. Niyama in yoga. Niyama is the secondary rung or limb of the Ashtanga and is complementary to the yama. Within the context of yoga,